Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Keisha Green, that's my lady, yo. 8 to 10, tune in, it's the way to go. Educated author with major goals. I'm becoming writer, you have the place to be. Get support, get mentored, and it's all for free. Ooh, wee, and you know where it's at. With Miss Green on the right side of the chat. I write with a purpose, so everything is worth it. An educated platform, something you can work with. Readers, yeah, come over here. Come and get the info from some of your peers. Follow open line, yeah, we got open ears. Talk what you love and express what you fear. Afraid to lose, but born to win. Hey, Miss Keisha, yeah, what time to go win? Come on.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Writer's Life Chats. It's Keisha Green on a manic Monday. We are fresh off of a nice Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, like all of that stuff just took place. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We have a good show because I will be chatting with the lovely and talented author and poet, Amani Wisdom. So if you have any questions for her or myself, the number to call in is 718-508-9827. Again, the number is 718-508-9827. Also, if you would like to post questions in the chat room is open. So you can post your questions there, but I just have to let you know that you do have to create a profile on Blog Talk Radio. So otherwise, you can just you can read what's posted there, but you can't comment. So I just want to put that out there. Also, tonight's show is sponsored by Hope McGill's new novel, Pearls 2, that is available for pre-order at www.hopemcgill.com. If you're looking for spicy, drama, sexy, yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. It's a lot of good stuff going on in Pearls 2, so you definitely got to check it out. Like, I was thinking of how could I describe it without giving it away. But I'll just tell you a little bit. Let's say we have a full-figure vixen who doesn't know if she should follow her heart or follow her mind, and it involves a handsome man. So you can just go from there. But, yes, it's Pearls 2, available for pre-order at www.hopemcgill.com. Again, I want to let you guys know that it's the Writer's Life Chats, and if you want to tweet me, you can. Questions for the show or inbox me on Facebook, tweet me at Keisha Green, and I will read your questions on the air if you have some for myself or for Amani. And I want to also say big thank you to everyone who virtually attended our virtual release party that we did Saturday for the book, The Journey of Ruthie Bell. And you guys need to get out there and one-click that ASAP. Yes, yeah, so Amani will be on momentarily discussing The Journey of Ruthie Bell. And so far, the feedback has been good. Readers are enjoying it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the support. Those who have been sharing the links, but also the bloggers who have been showing love, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, what else? What are you guys reading? I know I ask you this every week when I do the show, but you guys never tell me. You never tell me until after the fact. So tweet me at Keisha Green and tell me what you're reading. I just got my hands on, I have it, and I'm going to read it, Wives, Fiancé, and Side Chicks of Hotlanta, right? Didn't I just say, excuse me, tongue-tied. Didn't I just say a mouthful? Yes, Wives, Fiancés, and Side Chicks of Hotlanta by Jeray Whitfield from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I got it about a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to play catch up with all of my other books for review. And finally, so I'm going to be able to dig into this and tell y'all how scandalous Sheree is writing in between these pages. But I want to let you guys know she ain't playing with her debut. We got a good over 280 some odd pages, so she got something to say. So definitely. And my review will be posted on Amazon, Goodreads, and of course the Literary Jewels website. So yeah, I hope everyone had a good holiday. now it just seems like as soon as I went to Walmart on Saturday, not to even do any shopping, and I went into Walmart, and it was like Thanksgiving was one day, and they went straight into Christmas mode. Like, everything was Christmas. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But the Christmas music was playing. I was like, okay, Walmart. But, yeah, so I hope everybody is ready to be broke, I guess, for those who celebrate. Let me put that out there because not everybody celebrates. So also, I wanted to let you guys know that next week we will be chatting with Peter Matt. He will be on the show discussing his latest release. And, oh, my goodness, if you've ever tuned in to Peter Matt, you know that he gives a great interview. He gives a lot of information as well. And he doesn't bite his tongue. So it's always a good time. So definitely tune in next Monday, same place, 7 p.m. for Peter Mack. And I also have another good show that is coming up the following week. There's an anthology that's coming out, and those authors will be on to discuss it as well. So, yes, you definitely want to tune into the Writer's Life Chat because we have some great, great shows lined up just like tonight. Like I said, we will be talking to Imani Wisdom. And I am definitely looking forward to it, so stay tuned for that. She'll be on shortly, but if you have questions, 718-508-9827. I always feel compelled to say the number because people always say, you said it so fast, and I'm not even aware that I'm even speaking that fast. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, 718-508-9827. Like I've been saying it for so long. So, yeah. Call in, give us your questions, or post them in the chat room, or tweet me. Okay, so let's talk about, anybody watch Soul Train Awards last night? Any comments? Any good or bad? I just want you guys to know the highlight was Bobby Brown. That was my highlight. I was waiting for Bobby Brown like a teenager. But it was good, and I liked seeing Teddy Riley up there, Aaron and Damian Hall. That was definitely cool. Oh, yeah, and Drew Hill. I was like, wow, they're still making music. So it was entertaining, to say the least. But, yeah, oh, my goodness, books. Tell me, I asked this question on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, too. Tell me the last book that you read that was hands down a 5-star read. I want to know, what was the last book that you read that was 5 stars, hands down? Because I want to talk about it. I read a lot of books this year, and some were 5 stars, some were not. But nonetheless, I always like the fact that people do take that leap of faith, of creative faith, because we as authors, that book is our baby. So when we release it out there to the masses, it's like, oh, my goodness, be nice. Don't hurt my feelings. But at the same time, you want people to tell you how the book was, what was the strengths, what were the weaknesses. But at the same time, we don't want you to tell us. It's one of those, like, hate, love-hate type of things. But we want feedback, but not a lot of feedback if it's going to hurt our feelings. But no, so I know the struggle of the author who is releasing that book and just like, because once the book is out, what can you do? So it's definitely one of those things. So shout out to all the authors that are out there releasing books and doing their thing, because it takes courage. Oh, and some money and talent. Let me just say that. Money, courage, and talent. You need that. So you definitely want to have that to make it out here in this world. And the industry is always ever so changing. So you have to be, it's a little scary. It's definitely scary. So, yeah, I see that the switchboard is lighting up, and we will be having Imani Wisdom on shortly. And I'm just ready to go. So, yeah, again, tweet me. And we can get this show started. But also, like I said, tell me what you're reading and tell me about the five-star book that you read. Or since we're going into the holiday season, what book is on your wish list that you would like Santa to deliver to you? Like, because I'm always looking for new books, looking, I have write a column for Urban Times. Shout out to Urban Times magazine. And I'm always asked that question about books. And that's why I'm really posing them here, because I like to get an idea of any new books that are out there so I can go check them out and see. So, and the best way to know about a good book is by someone who's read it and is praising it. Because I know when I read a book and it's good, I can't stop talking about it. I'm like, oh, my God, this book was so great. So that's all I'm looking for. So if you read a good book, tell me about it so I can tell other people about it. Or better yet, have them on my show. Always like to talk to authors over here in the Writer's Life Chat. So, you know, it is what it is, and we do what we do. So, yeah, I think, sidebar, Are we tired of the things? This is like so random. Are we tired of Thanksgiving leftovers yet? I think I am. I didn't even eat leftovers. I think I was over it by Black Friday. Don't judge me. I was done. I think because we put all that preparation into all that cooking and all that stuff, and then you finally sit down and eat it, and then it's like, like I didn't even have any sweet potato pie. Crazy, right? I didn't. And when I tell you what I had today for dinner, you're probably like, get out of here. Like, no way. And I'm like, but I did. I had Chinese food. It'll make I sound crazy. But, yes, having Chinese food, like, on Cyber Monday. So, also, too, tell me about some Cyber Money. Listen to me. Cyber Monday deals. If you're an author or publisher listening to the show right now, tell me what Cyber Monday deal that you have, and I will shout it out on the show. And get that started. Let people know about it, because Cyber Monday is when there's some deals. I know that right now, on my promo side of things, you can get a Writer's Life Chat interview and a book blast, a social media book blast, for $35 if you mention Cyber Monday on my website. For anyone that's listening, look, insert my shameless plug there. But yeah, tell me about your Cyber Monday deals. I saw a couple of authors, I don't even know if they were with the same publisher, but they were, all of them were in, it was a united thing, because all of their books were free on Kindle. And I know the Kindle babies, I call those that love those Kindle books, they were in Kindle heaven today. So that's always a good thing. So yeah, that's it. And get this show on the road. I'm waiting for Imani Wisdom to call in now so we can start. Again, the number to call in for questions or comments is 718-508-9827. So, yeah, I'm going to go and see what's going on. Like, I think my, the chat room wasn't working right and it went out. So I'm just playing around. But someone just sent me a message that it wasn't up, but I saw it was up on my page. But, refresh your page and try again, because I see it on my end. So let's go. Let's see. Okay. I believe that I refresh my page and I see it, so we can get it. Let me know. Send me another inbox. And I believe my And look, there's my guest. Let's get this show started. Hello. Welcome to the Writer's Life Chat. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Writer's Life Chat. Can you hear me? Okay, that's weird. Blog Talk is bugging today. Okay, first the chat room, now the switchboard. Call back in. I thought that that was the guest. The number is 718-508-9827. And let's get this show started. And let me check back over there in the chat room. Okay, so it's working on this end, guys, so that's really weird. That's never happened before. Okay, there. I see there, I see people that are in the chat room, but you're as a guest, so you can't even type anything, because I just wanted someone to tell me that they can see, that they can read this. I'm just going to say test. I'm typing test for those that are in there, and just respond back so I can just make sure it's, you know, it's okay on this end, because it's not working over here. Well, it wasn't. Never a dull moment. This is indeed a manic Monday. This is really crazy. But anyway, so I was talking to you guys about next week's show with Peter Mack. There's also, if you want to be a guest on the Writer's Life Chat, please send your request via email to writersvibe@gmail.com. I am now booking in February, so definitely you want to get your request in sooner versus later. But I do have cancellations from time to time, so you can get on a waiting list, or that might be the perfect timing for you for February because you might have a release then. But yes, you can send your request via email at writersvibe@gmail.com. Also, too, for you're looking for promo services, definitely check out the website, www.divabooksinconline.com. And, of course, I cannot forget about Literary Jewels. Please check out. We have wonderful writers over there, great commentary, book reviews, new releases, author spotlights. Definitely check it out. The website is www.myliterarijewels.com. Again, www.myliterarijewels.com. See, there's a lot of different websites out there. And look, I done dropped all those websites on Cyber Monday. So come on, get over there and check them out so we can do what it is, do what we do. So, yeah, let me see. I think this is really weird, and it's coming up again. All right, but let's see if it's working. Hello, welcome to the Writer's Life Chat. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Imani,
yeah.
Is that you? Like, okay.
Yeah, well,
like, wait a minute. Well, hello, Imani. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow. This seems like long overdue, you know? Like, I feel like I have been, like, social media friends with you forever. Like, you should have been on this show. But I'm glad now. Better late than never. Okay? Better late than never. But first up, I got to say congratulations to you. Happy Pub Day. All of that good stuff about the journey of Ruthie Bell. Tell me. How are you feeling? I know you're like on a cloud, right?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I feel as though that I have crossed the finish line and passed down from exhaustion because it's been so long that I've been trying to have this published. I've been through so much with trying to get this done, and now that I finally have it done, mm-hmm. It's like, wow. You know, that's my reaction. It's just, wow. I mean, like, I'm excited. I'm, mm-hmm. like, overjoyed. But at the same time, it's like, now what? Because, you know, after everything, after all those doors they shut in my face, now I have a door mm-hmm. to go open, you know, walk through. So it's just like, okay, what's the next step? So that's how I'm feeling
right
now.
Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this. Being a self-published author, what would you say was the biggest lesson that you've learned thus far?
The biggest lesson is to, when you start a business, you save your money first. Because how can you start a business broke? So that just don't make any sense. Or have bad credit. So I'm it just seemed like for people in our world, because we start the product first, you know, mm-hmm. we write the book and we get so excited, we get it, you know, get it, you know, go through all the steps just to see the dream become true. But we mm-hmm. also are our own CEOs. And, we have to, properly save our money to make sure that it's done right. And my lesson is that at the time, I was broke, you know, when I tried to get, when all those doors shut in my face. So I just decided, you know, now that I'm able to, can afford certain, you know, I have a job, I say that. That I was able to pay off the people who I owed. So now mm-hmm. that, you know, and then get get help from other people to get the book promoted. So it just, you know, it just feels like a different, it just feels different, but in a good way. So,
okay,
but
I
at the time,
you, was
I was really like, bad, you know, like good now feeling or bad then?
But no, that's what I was going to ask you. You answered it. You just took the words out of my mouth when you said it's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. It's a very good feeling to know that you can run your business without, you know, thinking how can you afford this or how can you afford that. So, I mean, even mm-hmm. if it's the most smallest, you know, things that, you know, that I could pay for, you know, even back mm-hmm. then I couldn't afford it. I mean, I couldn't even afford to mail a book to, like, any of my
wow.
readers. I couldn't afford to. So it was that bad back then.
Wow. And
so
you know what?
I can totally
relate to you with that. Because people, you know what? I commend you for that, Imani, because a lot of people won't say what you just said. They put this image with social media that, okay, you got this this bank account that has all these zeros and you're rich and everything is free and it doesn't cost anything. When I remember robbing Peter to pay Paul to order a little small print run of 20 books. And I thought I was doing something ordering 20 books, but I said, I got to get it out. I got to send it to this person. This one has to read it. This one wants to buy it. So I totally get it.
Yeah. I'm not going to like, you know, pretend that, you know, that I was something that I wasn't. You know, even back then I didn't, you know, so I just kept quiet about certain things. But, I mean, I couldn't even afford a book. I mean, the only thing that I could afford was to keep up with my Wi-Fi, to keep connected with everyone online, and to write. That was the only thing that I was really able to do. And maybe that was like it was more of a blessing. Because I was able
mm-hmm.
to complete a lot of manuscripts while I was down. I mean, I completed
okay.
at least 10. So, I mean,
wow.
you know, things happen for a reason. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to pretend. I was broke, and I couldn't even afford to mail a book to my readers. It was that bad. So, I mean, even that's my advice to new self-published authors. Please save your money. And make sure that
yeah.
you get your and then like do your research or whoever you hire. So
yes.
I mean, because
oh my goodness,
I've been
yes.
in that position too. Yes. I mean I've been in that position. I mean,
me
I'm
too.
Wasting
yep.
money that I had to borrow from someone just to have some work done. And it was wasted.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. It's a gamble. It's such a shame because you take your hard-earned money and you put it into something, you know, paying for a service, and then you find out the, you know, the hard way that that person wasn't who they really said they were, and then you're back at the drawing board, plus you're out of money that you can't really afford to go do the process
mm-hmm.
all over again. So now the project is just sitting there for you to get that money up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very, I learned that lesson, yeah. And, you know, you take
mm-hmm.
it as, you know, you pay for what you don't know in this industry, and it's just, it's sad. And with the internet, we as authors, publishers, we are at their, you know, they prey on us. They pray that we don't know, or they're preying on the fact that we're not going to research anything, that we'll just be so happy with
mm-hmm.
that perfect price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so we got past that. So now let's fast forward. We got the release of The Journey of Ruthie Bell. And I've been so excited about this release ever since I saw the cover, because the cover just spoke. It just like, it just said testimony. It said courage. It said strength. Even the tear, it was just like, I didn't even look at it as a tear of sadness. It was just like,
yeah,
I did it. I overcame. You know, I did it. I'm here. I'm still standing. So it was just
yeah.
like you said. You were like, you know, you felt like you were in the race, and you know, you're crossing that
yeah.
line, and now you're just exhausted. That type of thing. it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I do have a question. Someone from Facebook,
sure.
they asked, what inspired you to write The Journey of Ruthie Bell?
Well, I started to write it shortly after I wrote Zion's Road. I mean, it was like right after when I typed Z in on the first book. And at first, originally, I started like writing like a first few pages for, I had the story for Mary Beth in mind. That's one of the characters mm-hmm. in Zion's Road. And it didn't
okay.
work. I mean, it just something that it just sounded like it would have been Harold's story all over again. So
mm-hmm.
Ruthie was already on my mind, and I found her intriguing when I wrote her in Zion's Road. So
okay.
I just started from there. But someone asked, like, at that time when I wrote the book, that was, let's see, I wrote that the first three pages 10 years ago, and then I kept it in my hard drive because I feared that
mm-hmm.
it sounded too much like Alice Walker's Color Purple. And I just kept it in there for about a very long time. So in 2010, you know, I decided just to finish it, you know, just to see how it would turn out. And then by then,
okay.
my ideas, you know, kind of shifted and altered for the story. So and then there was one character in Ruthie's story. I wasn't quite feeling her, so I almost trashed the whole first three chapters in 2010.
Wow.
It was just from that one
wow.
character that I just did not feel at all, but I wrote around her. But to your question, when I was writing that in 2010, I was in a bad place. So
wow.
I just felt, because I really felt this, like, forgiveness and redemption. And at that time, I was praying, you know, trying to seek for something, because I was, like, horribly, like, really bad off. And that's how I started coming up with the story. So I guess I was, like, her journey. I guess I was with her in her journey to mine.
Okay.
But trying to seek something.
Oh my goodness, because that's the other question that they were saying, that they asked, is that when writing the book, did you feel that you got into character? Because while I was reading, I felt as though Imani was Ruthie Bell speaking in first person.
No, someone asked me, like, is her character near and dear to my heart? I consider her as my fourth child because I have three kids. Even though, like, she was 103 when she passed. But she is not near and dear to my heart. There is another character that I wrote, but she's in she's in a totally different genre. She's near and dear to my heart. And I feel like I'm more closely related to her. But I guess when I do write my characters, I really do go into character, because every time I do write, My kids give me the look because I start speaking a certain way. Because I really start speaking like I was in the South when I was writing her. I mean, that was the only way that I can get that accent down in the, you know, writing it instead of speaking it. So that was the only way I can do it. So I do kind of go into character. I do.
Okay. Wow, that's good. Wow. So just came out on Black Friday. I'm sure, you know, people are, you know, congratulating you, but have you gotten some feedback? And if so, what are they saying?
I have received some really well-received feedback. I mean, some have said that, you know, like it starts out slow, which I kind of expected that, since, like, the first three pages does start out. You know, I wrote it years ago, and back then I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just writing just to be writing. So, but then also the first three pages is kind of like going from Zion's Road to her story. So it's kind of like she's giving her point of view from a certain scene in Zion's Road. And, of course, if you haven't read Zion's Road, then you'll probably like, okay, like, you know, you really have to understand what she's talking about. Even though how I wrote it like it was for anybody. I've made sure that was for anybody who have even haven't read Zion's Road. But, yes, the first three pages just start off a little slow. But, yeah, that's like one of the feedbacks that I received. It was some well-received, even though it wasn't too bad when it said start out slow. But that's with probably with a lot of books. So I'm really didn't take that offense at all.
No, oh, my goodness. So now the fact that you said this is this story, 10 years in the making. So, yes, there is a relief that it's out, you know, for the world to enjoy. And do I dare ask, well, what's next? Are you back in the lab working on something else, or are you just going to just take this all in right now?
Well, I'm taking it all in right now, even though that I have started the next book like a long time ago. I was like 50,000 words in, and then I stopped. But I might have to rewrite the whole thing again because, again, it was one character that I'm really going to take out this time. I'm not going to write right around this person. But depending on how well-received this book goes, this The Journey of Ruthie Bell goes, I will probably, release the next book called The Rites of Passage. Now, this is another journey. This is a totally different journey from, it is from one of the characters from the current book. But she's not hardly mentioned, so of course I'm going to say she. But the person's point of view of the story, you know, will be speaking it. But I can't say whom right now. Because I would give it away. So, but yeah, that is a probable next project. If not, then I will pursue my play. So,
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm looking. I'm listening to you, but I'm looking on Twitter too. And shout out to Deidre Green. She says she's loving your honesty. It's the truth. And it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much, Deidre, for tuning in. I love to get feedback. But isn't it so cool when it's from the people that you talk to a lot online? So it's like you really feel like you know them without physically meeting them. And so it's like, oh, my God, like you got to tune in and support. So, yes. Okay. So what else is going on? Like, we talked about you, the author, the self-published, but let's go into the poet side. How long have you been writing poetry?
Let's see. I started to write my first poem when I was 8, and it was like a lyric. So I was like, I really wrote my first lyrics, and I was really into music. Well, I am still into music, and let me add that music is the biggest thing that I use while writing anything. So back then I really wanted to like go into show business and be a singer, and then I discovered I couldn't sing. So I said, well, I'm just going to write. So that was my first time experiencing any type of poetry. Now, I don't consider myself as a poet. I just say I like to like manipulate words into a beautiful art form. So, and the last time I wrote a poem was, I don't know, it was a few years ago, because it just seemed like that I shifted from poetry and I just started writing novels. So I think like the last set of poems I wrote was erotic. And I stopped writing erotic because I guess I was feeling guilty, you know, me being in like a Christian woman. And a Christian woman is not supposed to think of stuff like that, even though we're human.
Right.
I'm serious. Human. So I guess pretty much I have my own journey to share, too. So, but, so that was the last time that I wrote a series of poems, and it was erotic. So that was probably about 4 years ago.
Okay. All right. So do you think that you would ever pursue the idea of releasing a poetry book, or you've left it alone?
I think I will. I've been saying that for years because I have a lot of poems and I would like to share it. And I do have some inspirational poems as well, but not as many as my bad ones. I'm gonna say my little sultry poems. And I'm thinking about writing some type of, you know, put it in some type of anthology. So that's what that. I mean, I don't know when that will happen, but that is on my list of a potential project.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. As a self-published author and knowing the business, you know, taking all of this time to learn what you have thus far, would you ever venture out and publish others?
I doubt it, seriously. I'm like, I have plans for Pink New York, but it's not in that intention to publish other books. But I do have an idea of more helping authors get their work out. That's where I would like to do. But as far as publishing other people's work, I doubt it very seriously. A couple of people have already asked if I can help them and, you know, publish their book under my, you know, under Pink New York. And I just, you know, I had to politely turn them down because that's something that I wasn't doing at the time.
It's a lot of work. You know how much it goes into your own, let alone someone else's.
Exactly. I mean, like, you are putting someone else's dreams in your hands. So that is one thing that I'm not, that I don't want to do. I'm not going to say I would never, ever do it, but at this time, it's like I doubt it seriously.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so now let's shift gears a little bit more. I know people are familiar with you because of your urban book fair, the online, like I guess you would call it a virtual book fair. When did that idea come to you? And let's talk about that and then the time it took for you to plan it and what people said once you actually did it, or your expectations, I guess, ultimately. What were your expectations when you came up with that idea?
Well, the idea, I mean, I was inspired by, there were other virtual book fairs, too, that I have taken part in. But I didn't see enough of people of color in it. I mean, there were some, but it wasn't enough. And then, and I can tell you this very short story, real quick, that when I participated in one, that I shared some of the first chapter of the journey of Ruthie Bell. And then one of the readers had this snide comment. He said, "Oh, it's one of those books." And I'm like, "One of those books?" He said, "Yeah, I'm not into all that domestic violence stuff. You know," how he put it, "from you people of color," or something like that.
Answer side eye. What?
And I told him, and I'm like, "You don't even have to buy it." And I wrote it just like that back in the comments. I'm not going to be smiling and just like, you know, like pass anything off. And it wasn't so much of my work, but, I felt like I was representing a whole lot of people's work. And when I made that comment back, I said, "You don't even have to buy my book or probably any other books." Like, you didn't mean that. That wasn't the problem. He said, "Oh, it's one of those books." So I guess that's when the idea that I said, I think I'm just going to have to do my own. Whereas, like, being more inclusive with a whole lot of other genres, more people of color. I mean, that's when I came up with the idea to break away and try this on my own.
Okay.
So the whole virtual book fair idea wasn't totally mine. It was, I was more inspired from others.
I thought it was an awesome idea.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it was, but it's awesome. No, I thought it was an awesome concept, and it was great, and, like, you did it. Like, it was like, oh, my goodness, like, she's like a superwoman doing this whole thing. Like, holy cow, because I thought about it, but I was like, no, nah, I'm not. I can't. But so, like, you did that, so congrats.
I mean, but it takes a lot of work, especially when you try to find sponsors. That's the hardest thing, is to find sponsors and for them to stay committed. That is the only hard part about it. The hard part. You know, you just trying to keep, like, the readers and the authors entertained during the fair for that weekend. And let me give a shout out to LaToya. Like, hello, LaToya, love you. So, like, I mean, she has been a big part. She's my co-host, but she helps keep my brand up too. So I really appreciate her, but she's the biggest part of the fair. But going back to that, I mean, like, when you try to find that's hard. The sponsors is very hard. Together is not so hard at all. I'm like, you just get the word out, spread it around, and then people will come. As long as you, like, you know, just remain pro-professional, which I try to do for all the fairs. You know, I just try to keep communication. And even if I do have prizes to give away, I make sure the winner gets a prize. But I make sure, like, the responsibility of the sponsor, whoever's giving away the prize, I make sure that they will give the prizes away too, you know, like, in a timely manner.
Right.
So I do have some type of rules, I guess, you know, just to, you know, share with the sponsors, you know, their part and their responsibility if they do participate. So
right.
That part, it is. The easy part is putting it together, like, just really putting it together, getting the word out. The hard part is finding committed sponsors. That's the hard part.
Okay, so is there one coming soon? Is that, like, are we gearing up for that or no?
Yes, I am. I'm thinking of February. I don't know which date, but usually the fairs fall either the end of the month or the first of the month. So I don't know which part of the month, but it will be in February.
Okay, awesome. So for the people listening, if you want to get in, I think you need to hit her up, get Imani up so she can,
yes,
you know,
do.
Especially
yes,
the serious sponsors, people.
mm-hmm. Please do, because I'm looking for committed sponsors, not just for one book fair, but as many, you know, that's coming up. You know, like, I would say more of a permanent sponsor, I guess that's the right word for it. But,
yeah,
I mean, but just know that they are committed. And then, like, if they stay committed, I will be committed with them. But that's why I just, you know, decided to do it every quarter, because it was just too hard, you know, just to find the sponsors. Yeah. It was just too exhausting. So, like, the next one will be next year. So hopefully, like, I will have a good amount of them so I can keep it going.
Nice. So let me ask you this. So this Saturday, we had your virtual release party for The Journey of Ruthie Bell. How was that for you? Because I know, like, when I first, I mentioned it to you, you're like, okay. But, like, different, right? Because that's the one word I would describe it as. It's different. It's cool, though. It's like getting to go out but not go out.
It was fun. I had a blast. And, I mean, even though that I woke up from my sleep, because I work nights, y'all. So anyone that works third shift knows exactly, like, you coming out of your sleep. Like, it's like me getting up at 4:30 in the morning so I can get on air. You know, when I get on air, but, you know, just, you know, get ready for a party. So, so that's what it felt like. But then once I got into it, it was a blast. I had a great time. I had a great time chatting with everybody. And then, of course, our authors cannot shut up when it comes to their work. So I had a good time doing that, too. So, I mean, it's the truth, though. I mean, any author can relate to that. Like, once you ask them a question about their work, they would talk, because it's their passion. You can hear it in their voice. So,
me,
I was just, like, just talking about Ruthie Bell, you know, just talking about like certain things that I had never mentioned it to anybody, anyone. So, I mean, I had fun. I had fun, you know, chatting with, you know, anyone who had participated and sharing, you know, my passion. So it was, I had fun.
Yeah, it was different. I thought, I noticed that, you know, people were starting to participate when they started posting their outfits. And I was like, yes, this is what I wanted. Like, yes, show me your outfit. Like, what are you wearing? Like, we're here at this party. Like, have a good time. So it was cool.
It was
definitely
fun.
Cool.
It was fun to see that. Yeah, it was fun to see that. I mean, it was like, it felt like we were at a formal party, but we were there but not there. I mean, it was cool, like me coming in my like cute little outfit and in my cute little shoes, even though I was like sprawled on the couch on my laptop, you know, like still in my pajamas. So it was just a blast, and that's the feeling, the same thing I want to get from the book fairs. Wear your pajamas. Wear your bonnet. I don't care, because even though I see people in public, I'll talk about them in public wearing a bonnet. But I don't care if you wear your bonnet to the book fair. You at home? You got your house shoes. You got your you know, your PJs. You know, just be comfortable. But then, you know, you won't. You know, this is online. You can be anything you want to be. So that's the point of all this, you know, and especially the party on Saturday. It was fun seeing people sharing their outfits, you know, and then their shoes, and then like, the conversation. I mean, it was nice.
Yeah.
I had fun, and then then that same feeling I had when it was over, I went to work in a good mood, because it was just, you know, I carried all that emotion to work, and I was just smiling all night because it was nice. So I really want to thank
wonderful.
You for putting it together.
Oh, wow, no, I just want, look, I tell you all the time, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. I just want you happy. I mean, it's like the book part of it, you figure we do so much as authors to finally bring that story to an end. When we type the end, it's like woosah, where, you know, we want to do everything, every happy dance that can be. So it's, you know, it's good when you can kind of take some of that pressure of like those certain aspects of like the promotion or just the exposure of, so, you know, different things, so you can just like regroup and, you know, get ready for what's next. So like I said, as long as you're happy, I'm happy, and I had fun. It was cool. It definitely was cool. So now I want to take a caller, because we have some callers on the line. Okay, a 317 area code. I'm going to take your call. Hello, welcome to the Writer's Life Chat. Who's this? Oh, okay. Let me hang up then.
Yeah, that was probably me because I was calling from another phone.
Oh, okay. Because I was seeing you here. I'm like, this person has been waiting. Like, I want to get this call, so let me go to the next one. 410, let me take this call. Hello, welcome to the Writer's Life Chat. Who's this? Hello, 410. Okay, I guess they're just listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just listening, just tell me you're listening so I can go to the next caller. But I appreciate the call, so thank you. So now, when can we expect for the paperback of The Journey of Ruthie Bell?
Yes, January 20th, 2017. I have my specific reasons for that date. That date is very special. The date is in the book. So I picked that date on purpose.
Okay. Now, have people been pressuring you in regards to, like, you know, release it sooner?
You know what? I really know. I mean, and I'm glad. I mean, because I... Okay, something just happened outside. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was pretty scary. But yeah, I was, I mean, no, they haven't asked me. They haven't asked me at all. So I'm glad, because I don't want to be pressured into work.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Goodness. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Imani, for being on the Writer's Life Chat. Like I tell everyone, once you come on the first time, your family, you get to come back, just keep me posted. But tell the listeners how they can stay in the loop with you.
They can find me on Twitter. My handle is at Imani_wisdom on Twitter. On Facebook, it's under, facebook.com/Imani Wisdom. It's just all together. You can also find me on Goodreads. You can find me on Google+. I mean, I'm everywhere.
Okay. She's everywhere. You heard that. Okay. So also, you know what? Shout out your website.
www.ImaniWisdom.com. And right there you
can
really get connected to all my sites too. So
okay, awesome. Well, again, thank you. Again, congrats on the release of The Journey of Ruthie Bell, and I'm wishing you much continued success with the story and everything else, and I appreciate your honesty and being forthcoming, you know, at the beginning of the show, because that took courage, so thank you for that. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That,
oh, you're more
that
than
is cool.
Welcome.
So, yeah. So, I know you said you work nights, so I'm going to let you go so you can go catch a, you know, get a nap in before you go to work. But thank you so much, Imani, and have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Awesome. So that was so cool chatting to Imani Wisdom, y'all. If you just tuned in, that was Imani Wisdom, author and poet. She kept it real at the beginning of the show, talking about, you know, her self-publishing journey. If you missed it, check out the archives at www.writerslifechat.com. And like I said, next week we will be talking to Peter Mack. He will be on the show joining us, and we'll get all in his business about his latest release and some big news that he has for us. But, yes, thank you so much for tuning in to the Writer's Life Chat. Tonight's show was sponsored by Hope McGill's new book, Pearls 2, which is available for pre-order at www.hopemcgill.com. I will see you all next week on the Writer's Life Chat. Don't forget to get caught reading and tell me about those good books. And that's it. Show's over. Good night, everyone. And thank you so much for tuning in. I definitely, 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 definitely appreciate it. Without you guys, it'd be no me. So thank you.